Thank you, Justin. So I'll start with Deloitte Care, which is our Swiss program. And before I give you the details, just to tell you that it was a program that was born actually from our own employees. Early in 2018, we opened an SDG challenge, as we called it, and we actually had a call for innovative and impactful ideas. And among lots of ideas, we decided to tackle the refugee integration in Switzerland as our kind of key priority. So that's how we created the Deloitte Care Program, which it's aiming to help refugees in Switzerland to become more employable by offering a program that focuses on coaching, integration, and sponsorship. We work with local partners, of course. We have deployed both in the Zurich and the Geneva region. In Zurich, we work with AFR, and here in Geneva, we work with Hospice Général, who we're very happy to have here with us today, as well as Singa in both regions. So I'll give you a bit of a flavor on how we broke down the program and kind of some of key numbers. So we had five key initiatives across the Deloitte Care program, starting with mentoring. So we had almost 60 mentees that they were benefited from one-on-one mentors from Deloitte employees, as well as joining workshops on resume review, interview preparation, building your brand, and anything to help them strengthen and have confidence on how to tackle the kind of the first step of getting a job. The second initiative was around integration. So we know that confidence is one of the key components to help refugees become more employable. So that's why we had almost 15 integration events this last year, from art exhibits to candle making in the Christmas market, to actually having a Deloitte football tournament, as well as joining our Deloitte triathlon race, where we had mixed groups of refugees and Deloitte teams participating. The next initiative was sponsorship. Of course, there's an element of financial support for employment enablers. So we've done almost 10 sponsorship allocated for language. Language we know is one of the key barriers, especially here in the region. Driving licenses, project management certificates, and so on. And we also contributed to donate the new laptop room in the new housing facility here in Geneva, in Rigaud, that Hospice Général opened recently. Next initiative was business acceleration, and that focused more on having pro bono consulting services with social companies. And for that one, we collaborated with Singa, who's a kind of incubator for young refugee entrepreneurs, and we helped there as well on providing some key competency training to those entrepreneurs. And last but not least, and actually links to some of the points made from our IKEA colleagues, is the co-creation initiative, where we tried to kind of kick off the conversation and start learning from other companies that they're doing. I mean, IKEA had a very impressive case study, right? And it was one of the innovators in that space. And how we can continue this dialogue and make more impact towards the different private companies. So we've been doing this for a year in Geneva, and our goal is by 2020 to become independent and actually hand over to our partners like Hospice Général, shift the ownership to them, and actually be there as and when needed. So we want to empower them to continue that journey with other organizations and make a bigger impact. So that's the one piece which actually hopefully helps the refugee get their foot on the door, right? The getting a job. But then the publication that Justin was mentioning, A New Home at Work, it's a guide that actually is focusing on refugee employment and inclusion. So how do we make sure, after they kind of bypass the first very difficult step on finding an employment, how can we create a culture of inclusion in the workplace so we can unlock the full potential of the refugee at work? So this guide is actually broken down on six key components. It's around, you know, pre-boarding, onboarding, employee and team readiness, translation, learning and growth, community building, well-being. And you have some tangible examples for the employers to actually help them bring to life some concepts, those concepts, and help the employees integrate in the environment. So before I run out of time, for me, there are some key takeaways from my experience with Deloitte Care so far. And one for me is that we need to change the conversation. One day of volunteering from private companies, I don't think it's anymore enough. We need to create programs that they are continuous and sustainable to make an impact every day. I think the IKEA example is one of the best examples you could find out there. And that's how we started. We started with a small approach. We had a pilot with a small number of refugees, small Deloitte employee involvement, but then we scaled to a bigger pool of refugees. And now we're ready to hand over to our partners to actually multiply that with different organizations and make a bigger impact. So that's for me, number one. And number two is that I know in private sector sometimes it's a bit hard to collaborate, but I think the importance of this is to work together in partnership and not compete, because that's the only way that we can truly change the social landscape. And it's the diverse thinking and bringing everyone together to share those ideas is that will actually create truly impactful solutions.
Excellent. Thank you, Melita. Christoph.